Hello, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Where's the bloody file? You can do better. Hello, welcome to Radio Clash. This is 229, a sort of second part of the Sloppy Second Show. And this is a Lighthouse in the Woods.
This is Radio Freedom. Frozen sky, no longer above. Fly with me beyond the thunder, where gravity gives up its to the great summer. Silver clouds and melting sand. We will see a different sunset, where fish are living off the
standing to the world where we began.
Come with me, my love will take you. Thank you.
can see you ready. Go. I think we knew this day might come. I hope you found what we never.
To the presets, the Promised Lifelike remix. Yeah, it goes on for like this for ages. Sorry, I'm talking over it, but it's I actually think I mentioned it in the previous show that I really wanted a copy of this, and I managed to find one. So I thought I'd start this sort of show, this sort of strange two time traveling kind of shows with it. And before that was a little bit Bruce Hack again. I told you I was on a real sort of hack attack. That was Cherubic Hymn from Electric Lucifer, and that's from the remastered Electric Lucifer, and this is Lighthouse in the Woods, and I hope you enjoyed the previous show. And as I say, this is a kind of a sort of follow-on show. Well, it was supposed to be half of the Sloppy Seconds show, but it was always a little bit different, because it was like, obviously, up to a certain point, I was playing the tunes I would have played at Kleptonite, and then I then went into my sort of usual stuff, but hence it ended up being 2.5 hours, which is like way too long, so I cut them in half. So apologies if there's some very strange mentions about things coming up in the show, which either don't or actually skip a show. It's a bit strange. This is called, as I say, Lighthouse in the Woods, which is a reference to a Patrick Watson track, which you'll hear at the end of the show, and you will hear that at the end of the show, and I'm not just saying that, and it won't appear or will appear in some strange fashion. That is in honour of, well, not in honour of, but yeah, it's the song always reminds me. I didn't actually mention this at the end of this show, but I should have. This is where it gets all really timey-wimey. Is that you'll see the graphic, if I manage to find a picture of the, I think I will find a picture, will be a candle. And that's because the lyric Lighthouse in the Woods, set the light on your backyard, is something that when I go around John's every Tuesday, he leaves a candle in the window or by the door to sort of guide me in. So that's what that song always reminds me of, and it's a beautiful thing. So I thought it was appropriate to name a show after that. And I thought it's a very, very, very beautiful song and a good album. Adventures in Your Own Backyard, I do recommend. And I've also got some news. It's funny. It's all kind of countermanding. It's all that sort of countermanding, contradicting itself. Time folds into itself. So does reality. Obviously, I mentioned in the previous show that it was sloppy seconds because of things I didn't get to play at Kleptonite. And the big news, which I've not posted on Radio Clash or anywhere yet, so exclusive, although if I do, then it's not. Depending when I post this. Oh, wibbly wobbly timey wimey. Is that I am going to become co-resident or a regular at Kleptonite. And so I will get a chance to play out all the songs that I've just used in this podcast. So they aren't sort of wasted. So it kind of countermands the whole point of the previous podcast, which is to use up all the tracks that I didn't get to play in Kleptonite. But I'm going to get to play in Kleptonite. And that will be on the 8th. Next one will be 8th of December. I really do recommend you come along. It's very good. You'll see video. You'll see hear great music. You can just have a drink, chill out. Nice people. And that's at the Britannia in Hackney. Check out on Facebook the Kleptonite event page, or if you're not on Facebook, just Google Britannia in Hackney. It's on the Hackney High Road. It's sort of nearish Homerton, and nearish a big park, which I can't remember the name of at this very moment in time. It's not Victoria Park. It's not too far from there, though. I don't think it is. And I would give you a, if I was better prepared, I would give you a postcode. But yeah, it's Britannia in Hackney. It's Hackney High Road, I think. So, and it's quite easy to get to with the overground. Ooh, the new overground chisel. It used to be a nightmare to get to anywhere in Dalston and Hackney, but now it's piss easy with the shiny new overground. And so, that news allowing, I'm going to play some Therapy at You, yay, which has got nothing to do with this at all, which is, yeah, great. Just a track I like. I'm surprised I haven't played it on the podcast. I checked through and I haven't. I definitely post it to the blog because I it's sort of an anthem of mine, and it occasionally comes round on my headphones and I go, yay, yeah, I love this song. And it won't be mentioned when you hear me in the past after the break. I wouldn't mention this song at all. So this is a secret song for all you time travellers out there. This is Straight Life by Therapy. Oh, in the background you're hearing Gershon Kingsley and Leonid Hambro with their Switched on Gershwin, which is a very good album as well. It's Ain't Necessarily So, and of course it's another one that's been nicked from Music for Maniacs blog. Shout out to Mr. Fab, and you can go and download it over at musicformaniacs.blogspot.com, I think it is. If not, check on radioclashblog.com and you can download it. And I think I mentioned his blog at the end of this show as well. Ah, God, time is a loop. Let's just get on with the therapy. I'll see you in the future, past, present, in a minute. It would be helpful if I didn't play at the wrong speed. Yeah, no, John Peel.
unnoticeable, unnoticed, unnoticeable, unnoticed, unnoticeable, unnoticed, unnoticeable. I am the unnoticed, the unnoticeable man. I am the man too busy with living to live. I am the unnoticed, the unnoticeable man. I am the man too hurried and worried to see. I am the unnoticed, the unnoticeable man. I am the man they call the nation Zach. I am the not quite fool, the uncomplaining. I am the dead, the easily fed, the would-be safe and sound. I am the not quite fool, the uncomplaining. I am the rails, I am pliable, liable catgut. I am the not quite fool, the uncomplaining. I am the dead, the easily fed, the would-be safe and sound. I am the not quite fool, the uncomplaining. I am the fine ground, stone composite face.
He was found by the Bureau of Statistics to be one against whom there was no official complaint, and all the reports on his conduct agree that in the modern sense of an old-fashioned word, he was a saint. Except for the war, till the day he retired, he worked in a factory and never got fired. He was fully sensible to the installment plan and had everything necessary for the modern man. Phonograph, Frigidaire, radio, car. Phonograph, radio, car, Frigidaire.
by the light of the moon and used to serenade their lady fair.
Sex me so good, I say blah, blah, blah. I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy. boy, it's good to know ya.
Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. Yes, don't mean a thing if it don't mean a thing. If it don't mean a thing. If it don't mean a thing.
Boy, lift it up, let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk, it's gonna bring us closer. Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster? See the Belvedere playing tricks on that. Girlfriend wanna be like me, never. You won't find a trick that's even better. I make it hot as Las Vegas weather. Listen up close while I take it backwards. Okay, against the palace in me, I wish I would. I'm not a prostitute, but I can give you what you want. I love your braids and your mouth full of phones. You love the way my butt go, boom, 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 boom. Keep your eyes on my boom, 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 boom. They think you can handle this, but don't. Don't take my thong off and my tail go boom. Cut the lights on so you see what I can do. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive when you had tumble. It's your primitive when you had tumble. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive when you had tumble. It's your primitive when you had tumble. Boys, boys, all type of boys. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese boys. Wine, thang, 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 thang. Black, thang, 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 thang. Girls, girls, get that cash. If it's 9 to 5, we're shaking your ass. Ain't no shame, ladies, do your thing. Just make sure you ahead of the game.
Don't mean a thing if it don't mean a thing. If it don't mean a thing. If it don't mean a thing.
Nothing against those hipsters. Some are very good friends of mine, but they always seem to bring me down. 98% of the time I walk into a coffee shop, hipsters ruin everything. Their hair's all greasy and it looks like a mop. Hipsters ruin everything. Thick skin bicycles, parked outside, but they never have time to go for a ride. They're way too busy being pretentious and snide. Irony is on their side. I walk into my favorite thrift store. It's just ruined everything. They hog all the vinyl, then protest some more. It's just ruined everything. Argyle socks and ironic t-shirts. What am I supposed to do with that? Well, Pabst Blue Ribbon is no friend of mine. I don't need a trucker hat. I'm too fat, oh! Plastic back glasses and a bad attitude. It's just ruined everything. Take it from me, they're really nasty and rude. It's just ruined everything. No Johnny Taco, it's no gone with the wind. I don't care how much of money you got to spend. Look at vintages, they're really passe. It just won't have it any other way. Supposed to do with that? Well, this is really getting out of hand. They're taking over a laundromat, and that's that. Oh, big plastic glasses and a bad attitude. Oh, hipsters, they really think they know everything, but they don't. By collecting all by sharing, ironic t-shirt wearing, all got socks sharing, hipsters ruin everything. Everything.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was Mean Skellum with Hipsters Ruin Everything. That I have to say, shout out to Mr. Fab of Music for Maniacs. I think I got, that's where I got that from. I must say, if someone's being ironic or postmodern and they're an outsider musician, are they really an outsider musician? I think those positions are not this. He described him as an outsider musician and outsider country artist, and I was like, I'm not sure. I think if you're too knowing, it doesn't really work like that. But it's I really like that, and that's a complete earworm. And over to you. You now have it in your head. and you're hearing another Music for Maniacs suggestion, which is Kev Hopper and Canary Lights from Misripping Foils. And if you go to musicformaniacs.blogspot.com, if not, just check radioclashblog.com. There's a link off there. Always good stuff on that blog. Apparently, Kev Hopper has all of his stuff downloadable for free, so he just basically said, here, have all my albums, and some nice stuff on that, and you will hear some more later. Then before these hipsters, which they do ruin everything, they really do. Oh god, I'm sounding a bit like a bloody Radio 1 DJ, aren't I? At least I'm not kiddie fiddling. Hey, oh dear, I had to get this show without a reference to Jimmy Savile, and or already mentioned the route Jimmy Savile in passing, or Dave Lee Travis. Who's going to be next? Gordon the Gopher. Suspicious. Spends all his life with a hand up his bottom. Yeah. Well, that's the way to get ahead in BBC, I hear. Teehee. Anyway, before I get sued for libel, let's move on. So, yes, hipsters. And then before that was Milton and Anne Delug. D-E-L-U-G-G. And Rise Robots Rise, which is from the very trippy and excellent Toei movie, Toei Vision movie, Gulliver's Travels Beyond the Moon, which is a Japanese early anime. It's like 1965, and it's beautifully done. I was watching it, and wonderfully done. And it was Hayao Miyazaki's, basically the I can't remember how to pronounce his name, but I think it's Hayao Miyazaki. His first movie, so him of you probably would have heard of him, like Spirited Away and My Neighbor Totoro, movies you never heard of. It was his first ever movie that he worked on as an animator. So And it is very strange, but beautiful. But it is about Gulliver basically going to beyond to another star, and it's all about robots, a planet of robots. And as you probably guess about these from the song, talking about basically they thought they could do nothing. A lot of it's about depersonalization and alienation, and machines taking over. And some quite deep stuff, is ecological stuff in there. I mean, it's. I was watching the Japanese version with the Japanese subtitles. The version with the English soundtrack was just crass. But I don't know how they changed. If they changed some of it, because really, I mean, the kid starts out being suicidal and lonely, which is acceptable in Japan, but not so much in America. And then, so what it was is that Milton DeLugge, who worked with Bruce Hack, he was an accordionist and orchestra leader and composer, and he worked with quite a few people, mostly on television. I think he was on the Gong Show apparently in America, but he worked with Bruce Hack, worked with him, wrote a couple of singles for him and his orchestra. And so I was checking him out, going, "Ooh!" I was trying to find that, and I found Gulliver's Travels. Well, Gulliver's Travels Beyond the Moon, or Gulliver's Space Travels, or there's a few titles for it. And it is a really cool movie. But he did the whole soundtrack of the movie when it came over, because obviously the movie has some songs in it, and they are. It's strange because in the Japanese version, they come over a bit kind of, even though it's 65, it come over a bit kind of fascist and authoritarian. All these people singing about, you know, we will train in Japanese, you know, and we are training and we will go forward. You know, it's all a bit kind of like, Brave New World. And they change it to obviously children singing and also funny character voices, and it sounds even worse. But there are some really good songs on there. Rise, Robot, Rise is one of them. And you heard in the background earlier, so I didn't mention it at the start, you heard Space Ride. And you can get this on YouTube, of course you can get it on YouTube, you can get it on iTunes. So they've actually re-released the album, and not all of it would be to modern tastes, I think, necessarily, and it depends what you're into, but some of it comes off quite psychedelic sort of like. And as I say, Milton DeLugge was more experimental and more sort of to the left, you know, avant-garde than usual, Lawrence Welk. So then before that was I Don't Mean a Mash by DJ Frog. That's Missy Elliott versus Louis Armstrong versus Duke Ellington versus A Skills. And again, I got the video from DJ Frog, although I didn't send it until after I'd done my gig, but I really wanted to play that video and didn't at Club Tonight. I had it with me, but I didn't do it, and I'm really digging DJ Frog's work. That's Frog with two G's. Did I post his stuff on there? I can't remember if I posted the stuff on the blog, but if you Google and find his blog, you will find that he actually he's done a massive archive of his past work. That's well worth getting. Some really good mashups in there. A lot of them passed me by, which is bad, I know, but it depended whether I stumbled on them whether I ever stumbled into Guy Bowes' bootleg for him, which is no more, sadly. Quite often I didn't, so it's unusual for me to play mashups. Then before that was Trish Trash Polka by Ronnie Ranald. I've been listening to so many Peel shows, of course. I have to, Peel went crazy over Ronnie Ranald. Well, he played one track and everyone went, "Wow, what's that?" And he kept playing loads of them, literally every show in, I think, 2001. And I've listened to a lot of Ronnie Ranald, so I had to go and I heard that and went, "Oh, I like that," and tracked it down. So we had a bit of a vintage section. And then before that was Dance to the Cuckoos by Pom Dita. That's from the new compilation Zoot Boots, which I really recommend getting for at least a couple of tracks. About three or four of the tracks are really good. It's a vintage remix / vintage mashup compilation. I haven't really gone into the whole vintage scene, which might actually involve a rant, really. Well, not a rant, but you know, my usual darn kids, I was there years ago thing, which is, I know, I've been told off for doing so by Eve Massacre, but on other things, but it is a bit like, yeah, the top hats and the bowlers and into Victoriana since I was a very small kid, you know, wanted to dress that way. It's become very fashionable, and now it's gone into music as well. So it's not just the burlesque and the you know, Mr. B and all that sort of stuff. It's now electro swing and vintage remix. And I don't know if I've ranted about this before, but it is basically what DJ Nono was doing 7 years ago. And so I've wanted to do stuff with it, but I'm a bit like, you know, it seems like going backwards into what I was doing years ago. And though, you know, I could get, you know, I would get a lot more interest if I did, but because I know certain people who are DJing at various things but through the electro swing and vintage remix stuff, who are playing my stuff, my old stuff, you know, so my old mashups, so it's kind of interesting. That Zoot Boots is part of that whole scene, although it's people, you know, but you know, it's relating to that scene. Then before that, and I love that Dance the Cuckoos, because of course it's Laurel and Hardy, and I grew up on Laurel and Hardy and Harold Lloyd. I was a strange child. I used to watch them on BBC Two when everyone else was watching bloody, I don't know, what was on at 6 o'clock, when before they did Star Trek, were kind of either the news or some bloody soap or something, Brookside or some shit. I was used to switch over to BBC Two and watch Harold Lloyd and then Laurel and Hardy. I love those. Then before that was Not Quite Full by Ozzy Musso from Welcome to the Palindrome, which is from 1999. I wish I had a copy of that. It's a good album. Some really nice stuff in there, and stuff I have played in the show in the past, I think. Yes, definitely. I don't know if John's Not Mad is on there. I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think that was a 12-inch because of the litigious nature. They got into trouble for that. From the guy who sampled. But yes, it's. I think I've played some stuff off that in the past. If not, I definitely will. There's a couple of tracks I want to play off it again. And it's lovely to have a proper version of it. So thank you, Mark. Mark Nicholson of the Nozzy Miso posted it up there. So let's play some more from Zoot Boots, which of course I can't actually tell you what the URL is. I will just check it. It's ZOOTBOOTS, and is it Zoot Boot? I thought it was zootboot.co.uk is the home for that, and well worth checking out. And I play a track that was by Pom. Did I mention it was by Pom Deezer? I'm not sure if I did, actually. Terrible. So it's Dance the Cuckoos by Pom Deezer, I played before. Now I'm going to play by Oki. Someone that's a stranger to the podcast or the shows or the blog. And this is Suspense. And I like this because it's very trip-hoppy, but also it's sampling some of those old films. As old sort of 30s films, which people should do more of, you know, sampling old 30s films, 20s films, you know, pre-code haste, you know, pre-haste stuff, haste code stuff, should sample lots of that. So this is Suspense by Oki.
Suspense.
Does your wife still live there?
She's dead.
I'm sorry.
You needn't be. I killed her.
Why?
Because she couldn't keep her promises.
Did you kill her tonight?
No. Long time ago. The jury said I was insane. But I think it was the sanest thing I ever did. They put me in an asylum. You know what it's like being locked up year after year when you know there's nothing wrong with you?
No, I don't.
It isn't good. You'd do anything to get out. Anything.
Obliged. Such a pleasant stay. Fairest of the seasons,
Hope you enjoyed that. That was Nico with the Ferris of the Seasons. That's from Chelsea Girl. And that's one of the few tracks that isn't infected by flute, which if you've heard the album, you know what I mean. Apparently, she listened to the album, classic situation in the 1960s. Someone goes in and records the album, even writes the songs, and then a producer goes in and does the Phil Spector on all the tracks and covers them all in, you know, strings and flute and all kinds of shit. And apparently she cried when she heard that just because of that flute. And it is a bit much. It's like this annoying flute all the way across all the tracks. Some are okay. And I always played These Days, but that's kind of been appeared in films, and I kind of knew about it before, or I'd heard it before. And I thought, well, no, let's do Fairies of the Seasons, which is, I love that track. Then before that, oh no, I hate that track, that's why I'm playing it on my podcast. Yeah, no, of course I love that track. Then before that was Outer Mission by Bruce Hack, which is from, not from Chelsea Girl, it's from his Together album, which was a follow-up to his major label album, Electric Lucifer, but it wasn't as a bigger release. I think it was released on Dimension 5, so it didn't get the sort of promotion it deserved. I think it's out of print. You can't actually get it. That's a naughty download. You can't actually get it anymore. Then before that was Danse du Crystal. Although it's actually with a Y, I have a suspicion it's actually Crystal with an I. By Bernard and Francois Bachet. And also probably the Lazary brothers as well, Jacques Lazary, and not sure who the Lazary was called. There's two sets of brothers, I'm thinking it's Niels. It was the Bachet brothers plus Jacques Lazary, mostly was Le Sculpture Sonores, who you heard them playing their version of the Glass Harmonica, which is called the Crystal Bachet. And the Sculpture Sonores are probably most famous as being the people who originally were supposed to do the Doctor Who theme, but they couldn't afford to transport them to London to do it. Couldn't afford the airfare, and probably the expensive airfare for all their equipment, all their glass. And basically, it's like playing wine glasses. Except there have been various ways, and they've used glass rods, and they're sort of wet fingers, and it creates, you know, glass rods of different lengths create that sort of amazingly eerie sound. And you're hearing some in the background. This is Bernard and Francois Bachet. Well, it's actually Bernard Bachet and what's his name, Michael somebody. This is a later track of the Le Sculpture Sonores, or relating to it. They split up in 77. So this is Bernard Bachet and someone else, and I can't remember his name, who was working with Bernard Bachet after Jacques Lazary. And yes, I really, really love it. I've been really getting into it. But of course, it's all incredibly hard to find. I bought what I could find, which is one EP on iTunes, but the rest is all, again, deleted, can't find it, you know, sort this out, music industry. I thought digital was supposed to stop this kind of stuff. And also, you can't really have a go about piracy when you can't even get by them second hand. It's so rare, apart from the odd 7-inch, which is going for stupid money. Then before that was Teddy Lazary, who's a Jack Lazary's son. Jack Lazary, who worked with, was a composer who worked with most of the famous Le Sculpture Sonores tracks. And that was Annapurna from his Patchwork 22 album from 1977. I played a bit earlier in the background. Then before that was Lamalou des Les. Oh, it's all this French, isn't it? Lamalou des Bains. Bains and Moines. By Kev Hopper, by Musking Foils. I love that. He plays a saw, and it just reminds me of Delicatessen. I love that movie. Then before that was Manege, or Manesh. It's got two titles. And that's Structure Sonores. That's Lazary and Bachet, and the Bachet brothers. And you probably know that more famously as the spooky music that gave you nightmares on Picture Box, on television for schools. In the UK, and it's a really, really spooky track. But the original was like a perfectly good organ, and I blogged about this. The original was a perfectly good Fairground organ. At some point, they decided to go for that one. It does come off a bit spooky, but I love that track, and that's the full version. Of course, if you watch Picture Box, you're probably going to hear the first half of that. Then before that was Suspense, spelt Suspense with a P, like pens, like money, by Oki from Zoot Boots Volume 1. And I love that. It's sort of like, obviously, it's Portishead, rounding on my Led Zeppelin, and old, I don't know what the jazz is, but old movie soundtracks and old movies. Yes, you know, being stuck in a swamp with someone who's a mental. Oh, that's a classic. That's a very classic 1930s type movie, isn't it? I was in the swamp with a murderer! Exclamation mark. So we'll reach the end of the show. I've got to rush off and go and see John. I've spent far too long on this podcast, and it's gone over 2 hours, which is really depressing. I'm sorry about that. I tried to cut it all down, and it just didn't happen. So you can find out more by going to the blog, which is radioclashblog.com. And you can email me at Tim, or the contact on the board. There's a lovely contact form, which is probably not exactly lovely, but it works. And you can email me at tim@radioclashblog.com or demos@radioclashblog.com. And also, if you follow the mashups and stuff, check out mutantpop.net/artists. I've redesigned and just done a general Titivation is what my dad usually says. It just, you know, usually around women and their hairstyles, in a very non-PC type fashion. But yeah, I have refreshed. It's the annoying modern phrase for it, isn't it? Refreshed the design. Can we refresh the design? Can we refresh the Doctor Who theme? No. Can we refresh the Mona Lisa? No. Can we refresh Michelangelo's David? No. But strangely, in design, it's acceptable to, in quotes, refresh things. I'm doing the rabbit fingers at the moment, and it's really annoying. But yeah, I have revisited, that's a better phrase, the design of the blog, and the Instamatic blog, and the DJ Nono blog, and TBC blog, and the main one, because it was looking a bit shit, and also it was falling apart. I'd patched it and patched it and patched it from when I did it in, was it 2005 or 6? Something like that. So it was at least 7 or 8 years old, and looked it, and yeah, it was getting to be a bit of a security risk, really, and also it's all cloud flared and all that sort of stuff, so you should be able to access it fine now, and you should be able to comment as well. Sorry about that. One of my anti-bot plugins was, I don't know when, just decided to say, oh, well, no one wants to comment on this blog at all. I mean, it meant I got no spam, but it also meant that no one could comment. Anyway, so I'm going to play out with a track I heard on another track I heard on Essex Eclectique podcast, which is well recommended. He played this track and also the Holy Cook. So we start and end with it. It's good. And this is Patrick Watson with a Lighthouse from Adventures in Your Own Backyard. And I think it follows into the whole themes I've had in this show. So anyway, I'll speak to you soon. He reminds me of Anthony of Anthony the Johnsons. See what you think.
Leave a light on in the wild, 'cause I'm coming in a little blind. Dreamer of a lighthouse in the woods, shining a little light to bring us back home.
find you in the backyard. Out of behind our busy lives, I'm dreaming of the lighthouse in the woods, to help us get back into the world.
On us now.